Anchor was found four sheets in the Rishonim. The sheet of Rashi, the sheet of the Rishonim, should be Mefarshin in Rashi. Tosfos and the Baal Ma'ar, the Marshal of Baal Ma'ar and Tosfos saying the same thing, and then the Ramban. Try to go through like six questions on all the basic three sheets, and bring out you say from the Ramban, try to answer everything up. I don't know if I'm going to get to all the answers flying out, but it's a Pesach for everything, I think. So, starting, there's a Machlokes in the Mishnah. The Machlokes is if a person does a grandma after he's Chatach Roiv, so Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah says it's Kashan, the Bana says it's possible. So, Gemara in the Tesla Alf says, to be Urim in the Machlokes. Either the Gemara says, the second Malach in the Gemara is that we're talking about Uriz Higrim Shlish Vashachash Ne Shlishim, and it wasn't Yatzach Yusei Bev Simen. The Rabbanan say it's an issue, and basically this is not an issue. The first Malach in the Gemara says we're talking about Shachat Shnei Shlishim V'Higim Shlish. The Machlokes is, do you say Rubi Kekuli or not? Basically, Rubi says Rubi Kekuli, and the Rabbanan don't say Rubi Kekuli, and Rashi, there even more, in the Mishnah, but even more over there, it says a clear Yusayid that, I mean, even if I was Shachat Rubi, but Lamaya says I finished the second, I finished the Miyat in the in a soul, in a Makom Pasul. So Rashi says that when you're Shachat Roiv, it's Kilo, the second night, it's Kilo, he was Gerim the Ma'isa Lagamri, and the rest is in Chatach Bazar Ba'am. So Gemara asks, V'chidu Rabbanu don't hold a Rubik Kula, you call it a Kula. So Gemara says, it's a special din, we have a Maseri, a special din, by Shechita, we don't see Rubik Kula. And it's far at Abir, why Ma'ishna Shechita, from call it a Kula, episode in Shechita, you don't see call it a Rubik Kula, never else see Rubik Kula, Ma'ishna. Fine. So then the Gemara brings down Rav and Shmuel that the machal between the Shabbos Gedolah and the Shat HaBayis, that the Shabbos Gedolah they agreed to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Rubi Kekulai, and the Shat HaBayis through the whole Shabbos HaGemara, it's clear that they hold that you don't, if you're Higrim after Rav Tabas and the Shat HaBayis, it's going to be an issue like the Rabbanan, they pass on the Rabbanan, and it's clear in the Bryce, the Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that it's kosher, meaning Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says even in the Shat HaBayis her grandma is kosher after Rav. And Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is several chada pala b'chada. They go by like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda in the Gadol, and then the Shat HaBayis they pass in like the Rabbanan. So it's clear that there's like a three step process. Two steps. There's the Tabas Gadol, Machlokes Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and that Machlokes is kilo exasperated. Whatever, it's blown up, and then. Whatever, I said the word wrong. in the Shat HaBayis, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is singing a bigger Chiddush than they said before, they're taking the Chiddush a step right there. And the Rabbi Shmuel only agreed to Shlav 1 of the Chiddush, not Shlav 2. Shlav 2, they hold like their opponent. So Rashi explains what's going on with the Shat HaBayis, why is it different than the Tabas Gedolah. So Rashi says that in the Shat HaBayis, there is the Shat HaBayis, there's Be'etzem, a Makom to Danit, it's not a Makom Shechita B'chlal. Because a tabas and a kana are two different things, and in order to be a makom shechita medaf halben a kana, and the tabas gedolah it's makif kulay, so it's gemara in the kana. The Shat HaBayis, the only way to make them kekana is to be kekulay. So Rashi is building out very clear that it's interesting. He's going with one of the two tzadim in the gemara test. I'm just going to go that way the rest of the thing. That the ikar machlokes is a beis and the rabban is rubik kekulay. So Rashi explains in the gemara and. Rav and Shmuel pass like a basic Yehuda Rubi Kekulai when you're Higrim in the Tabas Gedolah. But in order to farshaf the Shat HaBayis HaMakom Shechita B'chlal through Rubi Kekulai that they have the Din Kana on them, that he passed like a Darabana, you don't see Rubi Kekulai. So first of all, what does this mean that the Shat HaBayis are not HaMakom Shechita? Very hard concept. I'm saying you're between the Kana, the Tabas Gedolah and the Ba'am, it's all in the HaMakom Shechita, so they don't have a Shem Kana. What does this mean, a Shem Kana, not a Shem Kana? That you need a Shem Kana to be the Makom Shechita. It's an interesting thing. You know, I'm not asking a black and white question, it's just something that personally chas beer. All the other Shem are chalik on it, what's Rashi saying? But as a kasha, it's not a kasha, it's just something that's different chas beer. It's very interesting. How do you explain the Binyan HaGemara? Meaning, it's clear in the Binyan HaGemara that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says the Chiddush of Rubi Kekulai, and Rabbi Shmuel agreed to him, and they're Moisev in their Chiddush to say Rubi Kekulai, even in the Shat HaBayis, meaning that there's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is bigger in Shat HaBayis, and as Zoyvayit, Rav and Shmuel don't hold like him. Why is it a bigger Chiddush to say Rubi Kekulai to say then stam that when I'm shechting, you say we're kulin tabasayena. If you say we're kulin b'shchita, you say we're kulin b'shchita. If you don't, you don't. Why is it like this is a bigger chiddush and Rabbi Yehuda went too far over there, and over there they go with their butter like Rabbi Yehuda. We use that system. How do you understand that system? What? It's a chiddush. You say we're kulin. You don't say we're kulin. Why is this considered a clear bigger chiddush that they're going to go with their abana? Okay. Then Rashi brings down the Yesh Mishah Pirish. So the Yesh Mishah Pirish holds that the Shatabais are kashal shchita, but just there's a gram in the Shatabais. If I start shechting in the Shatabais and I do a gram, it's going to be possible. Kuli Yama, let's say I was magim in the meat kama, the first Malachi Tassavan Alf, so then it's going to be possible. So that itself needs a beer. Saying, tell me it's a makam kashal shchita. See, the whole entire kana from the Tabas to the Rei is a makam kashal shchita. So what happens if I started here and I went up? They're both kashal shchita, so why is that a psal? It's a funny zach. Why should it be possible? But Rashi brings down, so what's Lafi, this issue which appears, what's Rav and Shmuel's issue with the Shatabais? So Rashi says, which basically all the other Rishonim start off this Mahalach, that because the Tabas, the Shatabais, it's not equal, the Avi and the Halal, so Mimelo, when I'm Shachad Rav Avi, I don't have Rav Halal. So Rav and Shmuel say, very nice, I'll tell you, we would Kule, when I'm Shachad Rav Halal. But I'm shachat reva tabas, not reva halal. Why should it be kasha? I didn't get reva halal. Very, very few tainu. So, factor Rashi on the issue of Jemifarish, so then what's the Gemara's kasha from the Braisa? All the Braisa says, if you shachat reva tabas, it's kasha. In Rashi's world, it's a big chiddush to say, shachat reva tabas is kasha. So, fine. So, the Braisa Mechad, shachat reva tabas is kasha. We do see them being chiddush and Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel saying, Allah and Agama. When before you did the, when you before you got reva halal, you left. Why do you see the Braisa being chiddush on that? So, Dr. Rashi, Vim Tim Suleimar, because then what's the chiddush of the brayis? The tami shachad b'shata brayis is kasher. Okay, so what would be the chiddush if the yesh mishim afarish? So alma, it's going b'hagrama. So if it's going b'hagrama factor, actually, why in the world would Rabbi Yehuda say it's kasher? Meaning you don't have reva halal, and Rabbi Yehuda the maskan is saying that this is kasher. Rabbi Shmuel being chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda saying it's kasher. How can Rabbi Yehuda say it's kasher? I don't have reva halal. So factor marasha kasher. What do you mean? We have this story from the Bamar. Today's going to be the marasha that there's a far reva tabas is reva halal. Whatever the svar is. So what's the kashi? Why can't Rashi just be a little open-minded and bring in that svar and say that the Yesh Mishim HaFarash learns in Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tabas Rav Chalam. So Zokta Marisha, Shad is that then it's Nafal HaKushya, meaning the Gemara's Kasha goes away. Because now, again, Chazak Ika Kushya Rashi, what's the Gemara's Kasha from the Braisa that the Braisa is not going with Rav and Shmuel? Maybe Rav and Shmuel are going with Agrama. And with that grandma, if I was shachat reva tabas mita halal, and I was higrim, it's puzzle. But if I was shachat reva tabas mita halal, and I stopped, then it's kosher. And the price is going when I didn't do a grandma, because mechatezi I was doing a grandma, and Rav Shmuel was doing a grandma. So Mimela Rashi is noch shver again. What was the Gemara's kasher on the price on Rav Shmuel? It's more in the marsha that there's a svar pshuta to be mechalik between. Between even if in the lundus of Reva Tabas is Kreva Halal, there's a svar pshutim mechalik between if I didn't do a grama and I didn't do a grama. So that's a pliat suma because what's the whole yisai? Rashi says it builds also this way. Why if I do Rav and then I do a grama, it's kasha. It's because once I have shchita ksheira to Reva Kekula, the shayas kemechatach basa ba'alma. So if you tell me if I did Reva Tabas, it's chal adin, even though I didn't do Reva Halal, took Reva Tabas, like the Balmar, there's a svar, it's kilo got Reva Halal. And it's a kasher shchita. So if it's chal that way, so then the shayas mechatach basa ba'alma. So why can I do a grama? Does it make a difference? If you tell me it's kasher as is, and there's a svar kibshuta yevubik kekula mechatach basa ba'alma. So hain derech mechatach basa ba'alma. What's past the psula grama? So okay, that's question number five. According to, I wasn't even following myself in the opinion, but then the last thing, just in the Balmar shita itself. So Balmar learns up. The Marsha says in Tesvis. There's no grama anywhere between the Tabas Aliena and the Rei. And we're talking about where you went. You did a grama, you shechted the Shatavais and you went straight through the tab, through the Ras Gadela. And what's the machlokes? It's Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the same svar that in the Shatavais, when you shechted Rav Tabas, you don't have Rav Halal. You did a grama, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, and Rav Shmuel says it's pasal. Rav Shmuel says it's pasal because you don't have Rav Halal. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, psalam this, Rav Tabas is Krav Halal. What's that svar? I don't have a problem. I need a beer. Fine. So to try to start being mitaret, go to the third shita. So just lay down the shita. So Rashi, Yesh Mishim Mefarish, and the Balmar and Tesvis. So the fourth shita to this trying to discuss is the Ramban. The man has like his own shita to the side, and he says pshat is that pshat Rav Shmuel is that Rav Shmuel had a suffix. What's the din shchita? Is the din shchita the Rebbe Oivi? Or is the din shchita the Rebbe Akon, Rebbe Chala? Which one is the din shchita? What's the nafkimina? You know? Because if it's the Oivi, so if it's the Rebbe Oivi, so it's kasha. Not a lamb that's like the Baal Ma'ar that Rebbe Oivi's kila have the Rebbe Chala. Rebbe Alain is kasha because the shchita is the Rebbe Oivi. And they're masubik maybe, but maybe it's Rebbe Chala. So if I did Rebbe Tabas, Mita Chalal, I don't have shchita because I don't have Rebbe Chala. I don't have Rebbe Akon. I didn't do it. So maybe that's going to be possible. That's what the Ramban says. And it would come out, in cheshbining out the Gemara, the Ramban, you have Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, you say Yubu Kekulei. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda's shita is clear, that you, even in Shad HaBayis, you say Yubu Kekulei. That means, that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda paskins, shita is Oivi. And Mamela wants a shech that Rav Oivi, even though it's not Rav Halal, it's kosher. Because I say Yubu Kekulei. And the Rabbanan, are chalik on Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, they don't say Yubu Kekulei. Rabbi Shmuel HaMasafik, maybe Rav Halal. So even though Rav and Shmuel Paskin, but the Baske Dayla like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda because they say Rebbe Kekulei. So when I shech to the Baske Dayla, I'm a man of shach, at the same time I get the Rebbe Oivi and the Rebbe Chalal. So I'm good to go either way, and I see Rebbe Kekulei. But when I have the Shech Tabayis, Mechatez, I have Rebbe Kekulei, because maybe I have to have Rebbe Chalal, and I only have Rebbe Oivi. So it's a pliat suma, because it comes out that the Ikar Machlok is Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is one thing. Do I say Rebbe Kekulei or not? That's it. Rebbe Aron don't say Rebbe Kekulei, and Rebbe Yehuda says Rebbe Kekulei. Now, it's clear to Rabbi Yehuda that there's halacha that shchita is in the ivy. The male, if I have Rabbi Yehuda, it's kasha. That's why Rabbi Yehuda is kasha, because the shchita is the ivy. The Bona never chelik on that. All the Bona never chelik on is that they say that you don't see Rebbe Kekulei, so you have to have kala ivy. So, vuk kum to Rav and Shmuel to be mechadash and utzad that you have to have halal. Why are they even clarifying such a sad? Negative Rabbanan. The whole bit of the Gemara is several like chadab halab al bechadab. That Rabbi Yehuda said two shlatim of chiddush. He said Rebbe Kekulei in one tier in the Tabas al Yain, and he took it even weiter. In the other Tabayis, like to the Baal Ma'ar that I see even Rebbe Kekulei, that Rebbe Tabas is Kareva Halal, another Chiddush in Rebbe Kekulei, and the second Shlav Chiddush of Rebbe Kekulei that they said, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, Rabbi Shmuel passed not the Rabbana. But over here, the Rabbana and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda are not being Chiddush on where Rabbi Shmuel are going. They're being Chiddush on Rebbe Kekulei, not Rebbe Kekulei. And Rabbi Shmuel passed like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Rebbe Kekulei. So, but the Tanam all agree, Shechit is in the Ivy. So where does Rav Shmuel have the rights to declare Nutzad from nowhere that the Shechit is in the Chalal and say that when you have Rav Tabas Mit Chalal that it's going to be possible you don't have Rav Chalal. And to magnify the Kasha, let's speak of the Kasha from Chaim Mamzel that the Rambam brings a riot to this, that he brings two riots that Rav and Shmuel are Masupik, that Rav is a Masupik about Rav Tabas, Rav Chalal. The raya number one, he brings, really raya number two, I'm speaking out of order, he brings a raya from Trafis, and he says that we find the musik that Rav is musupik by Trafis, by Pasuk HaGargaris, if it's Rav Ovi, Rav Chalal. And it's a very important point in the Ramban, because Ramban says, the reason why the Rif is quiet in our Gemara, is because he was semichan himself, he paskined this whole sugya in Trafis, and our sugya and this sugya in Trafis is the same exact sugya, and Rav is musupik by Trafis, Rav Ovi, Rav Chalal, who are the So the Rif doesn't need to discuss about Shechita. Fine. And it brings up Gemara Baba Kama, the story was in Baba Kama, there was a Shechit that was, he did this case, he did, the way the Ramban explains it, is that he did Rav Ovi, and he didn't do Rav Chalal. And Rav passed the Behema, and didn't make the guy pay as a Mazik. So the Gemara comes out saying that, basically, the Maskana said Gemara, that he did Tarti, meaning he was Mesupik, he was Cheshish, do I say Rav Ovi, and if I said Rav Ovi, so then he's not a mazik, so I can't make him pay. But maybe it's Rav Chalal, so maybe the behemoth is tricked. So Mitzat Tzavik, he had to apostle it. And Mitzat Tzavik, he couldn't be Moitzi Mom. So Ramban, based on this Gemara, this concept that Rav is a Masupik, Rav Ovi, Rav Chalal. But Rav Chaim asked the Kasha, that Lamaisa, if you look at the Gemara says that the Tzavik was Kerbisa Rabbi Yehuda or Karabana. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Kerbisa Rabbi Yehuda, Tarfi. Lachshu Kerbisa Rabbi Yehuda, Utarfi Karabana. Lachshuk Rebbeisa Rebbe Yehuda means what? That I go Rebbe Kekulei. I say Rebbe Kekulei. Tavik Rabbanon doesn't mean Rav Chalal. The Rabbanon never talked about Rav Chalal. Tavik Rabbanon means I need Rebbe Kekulei. So all I see in the Gemara is that Rabbi Shmuel Masupik. Do I say Rebbe Kekulei? I don't say Rebbe Kekulei. How do you get out of this Gemara? How does Rabban buy from this Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel Masupik Rav Chalal? The Gemara wasn't discussing Rav Chalal. The Gemara is discussing Machlokes Rabbanon and Rebbeisa Rebbe Yehuda. Machlokes Rabbanon and Rebbeisa Rebbe Yehuda has nothing to do with Rebbe Chalal. It's called Kulei Machlokes Rebbe Kekulei, not Rebbe Kekulei. So where is the house is a makar that there's a that Rav is a masubah grave over Rav Chal?
Where does he come from?
He comes from two places.
That's
so, he's asking a kasha. Where do you see this Rav from this Gemara? He brings two Rais. So you're answering one Raya, he's asking what's the other Raya. Yeah, very good kasha. So the agenda is going to be to try to say that the Ikka Machlokes Rabbanan and Reis Rabbi Yehuda is not Rebbe Kukulei. That's not that Machlokes. The Ikka Machlokes Reis Rabbi Yehuda is like the Ramban is playing from the Gemara. So I say Reb Ovi and Reb Chala. And Reis Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is Reb Ovi. And Beglal said that it's Reb Ovi, he was able to say Rebbe Kukulei. And the Rabbanan Shita is Reb Chalal. And Beglal that they couldn't say Rebbe Kukulei. What does this mean? So maybe I say that. What does it mean that Chalik Reb Ovi Reb Chala? What's the Amkus of this Machlokes? So maybe the machlokes is an ikar in tzugang to what's the chalis shchita? Is the yisoid of the mitzvah of shchita that I have to sever the simanim? I mean, the simanim is made up of daifin. It's made up of there's a daifin here. There's a daifin that goes around, and the mitzvah is that I have to cut the daifin. I have to make the daifin mechotach. The rei of it, the ovid. There's this thing here that's a simon, and I have to make it broken. I have to be seiser. I have to break it. I have to cut it. I have to make it a mechotach. So. Memela, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says the mitzvah is oivy. And once I have roiv oivy, I have rubik kikulai. I don't care about the halal, it's not, nothing to do with halal. The bottom hold that the shechita is not opening, cutting the oivy. The cutting the oivy is not a hechatimsa. The shechita lafi the rabbanon, the chalei shechita is in the halal. That the mitzvah is to make the halal pasuach. And memela, the way I make the halal pasuach is avada by cutting the kanan, by cutting the daifin. But that's the hechatimsa that I did the maisit of cutting the doifin, that doch dam the halal is pesuach. But the maisit shchita is in the halal, that the halal is a pesuach. And if you're basically reading the halal shchita is in the doifin, that the doifin is a chatuch. What's an afkamina? In the svar of Kukul, it's going to become an afkamina. Did if I say that the mitzvah is to make the doifin a chatuch, to make the ovi a mechotuch, so once I have one entity called the hekef doifin a halal, doifin a kanef, this ovi a kanef, this one circular thing. If Rubai is mechotach, so it's chal on the miyot, also Hashem mechotach. To your concept, it's Rubai kekul. So the ganza is mechotach, as Hashem mechotach. But if pshat is that I'm coming to be megal the halal, the giloy ha-halal is not something that's mitotali in the halal. The fact that the halal is megula or in a megula is called kuli mitotali in a chitzenis like a thing if there's a doifin in front of it. The fact that the halal is megula is not something that the halal has onto itself. It's totally if there's kan in front of it. It's not totally something about the halal. So let's say I have roiv the halal pesuach. So you want to see that the shah of the halal has a din pesuach. The miyot halal is a pesuach. But it's not pesuach. Why? Because there's something in front of it. And how could the roiv of the halal is open, how could that give a din on the daifin that the daifin isn't there? The daifin is there. The daifin is a separate entity. The daifin isn't what I'm donning. I'm donning the halal. And the metzias is that in front of the miyot of the halal, there's something else. There's something that's blocking it. And the miyot of the halal, giving a shah pesuach in the miyot of the halal, isn't something that the halal could have onto itself. It's totally a chitzenis like a thing. Is there something in front of it? So, Rubik Kukuli, I don't care Rubik Kukuli, it's not going to help me. Because the mitzvah halal can't have a Shem Pesuach, because the Shem Pesuach is not something the mitzvah halal builds to itself. It's something that comes from an external mitzvah. Is there something in front of it or not? So you can't say Rubik Kukuli B'chal over here. So that's maybe pshat in the whole Gemara you test on Rav, that we don't see Rubik Kukuli by Shechita. Because the Gemara is saying, Levida Rabbanon, Shechita is not the chalais chitach that's in the simen, shchita is the psichas halal. And if it's in the psichas halal, it doesn't pass to say it didn't rubik kukule in there. Mashing the fear, you say Rabbi Yehuda, you do say rubik kukule, like everywhere else, because over here I'm dealing with the fratik and metzias of breaking down this thing. And if I wrote down right of it, so kule is broken. So in mail, it's kishmak the Gemara and it's kishmak the Ramban, that the ikar machlokes of the Rabbanan is the way say Rav Ovi and Rav Chalal. The Rabbanan say Rav Ovi. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says Rav Ovi, so Mele says Rav Kukule, and the Rabbanan say Rav Chalal, so they don't say Rav Kukule. Memela, when you have a suffix in the Gemara Baba Kama, the suffix in the Gemara Baba Kama isn't Rav Kukule, not Rav Kukule. The suffix in the Gemara Baba Kama is like the Ramban says, Rav Ovi, Rav Chalal. So what's Rav and Shmuel saying? So Rav and Shmuel are Mesupik, they're passing Rav Yehuda, they say Rav Kukule, but they're Mesupik, maybe I go with Rav Chalal. So now, Lafia, now it doesn't make any sense. How could they clara tzad to say Rubik Kukulai if they're paskining that the shchita is in the halal? Because the whole point was that it's a steer. So maybe you can be raised of a svar like this. I'm seeing a mashal ba'alma. I don't know if it's true in halacha, but let's say you're dealing with you have a chavis. The Mishnah Shabbos says you allowed a bishavas a chavis to get to what's inside of it, even though maybe there's an issue of stir b'kelim depending on the situation. So, if that's a question, this is just a mashal. Don't get me on that. So, to explain why when I'm shaving the chavis to get what's inside, it's moter, but when I'm shaving the chavis, it's aser. One could say like this: that there's two ways to do the same exact action. I take a knife and I smash the chavis. There's two ways to down the ma'isa. Either pshat is I'm dying the chavis as a chavis and I'm coming to break the chavis. Or pshat is that I'm not being osik in the chavis. My isik is to get what's inside the chavis. The way I'm getting what's inside the chavis is by breaking the chavis. So the etzem ma'isa of cutting the chavis open has two ways to down it. Either it's a ma'isa that I'm opening this up, that I'm cutting this, I mean, that I'm making this a mechotach, I'm making this a shaver, I'm destroying the chavis, memelo, what's inside is magoa. Or pshat is that the etzem ma'isa that I'm doing when I'm breaking the chavis is not a ma'isa of coming to be seis to the chavis. I'm not doing a ma'isa stira. I'm not breaking something. I'm accessing the inside. And that's how it's chal, the cutting in the chavis. Two completely different ways to die. So, memela, if there's a chiv stira, only if I'm saying to the chavis, if what I'm doing is breaking something, I'm chayv in Shabbos. But if I'm shad is that I'm accessing the inside, and the mice of accessing is by severing the chavis, that's not a mice of stira in the chavis, it's a mice of opening up the inside. So, as a mashal, in our case, it's the same thing. When you're cutting the kana, you could don the mice two ways. Is the ma'isa of the etzem chita chakana, is it pshat that I'm dying the kana as an entity farzich, and I'm coming to break it apart? Or pshat is that the ma'isa here is called kuli accessing the halal, being paseach the halal. And the goof of the shem chita that I'm doing in the kana is not a chita chakana, it's a psichas halal. So if I say this chiddush that they could dan the etzem chita as psichas halal, so even though the ma'isa I can't say rubik kuli in the etzem halal, that the halal is pesuch, the shar halal is pesuch, if the rebbe halal is pesuch, the mid halal is pesuch, but if in the doifin it's chal, the chalois shchita of the halal, meaning in the doifin alone, I'm not dining the doifin that I broke the doifin. I'm dining in the doifin alone, in the chidach doifin, I'm dining a shem psichas halal. So if roiv, if in the doifin I'm a chutach, it's chal, niftach roiv halal, so I could say Rebukakula on the shah, and I could say on the rest of it, it's chal, on the rest of it, shem niftach halal. So I'm using the din of the halal to see, to change how I'm viewing my ma'isa chitach in the doifin. And now that roiv of the doifin is mechutach, which now being magder, that it's not roiv of the doifin is mechutach, it's roiv of the halal is pesuch duch the doifin. So now I can say, and I can see the shav of the doifin has the shem pesuch, and niftach a halal in it. So memela, I have a ganze ma'isa shchita. So memela, that's Rav and Shmuel's chiddush, that even though they're mesupik, maybe it's roiv, maybe the din shchita is in the halal, in the opening of the halal, but they're mechadish, I could still say the rubik kule of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda, because I could dan the shame of the psichas achalal goof in the doifin alone, in the chidach doifin. So mela in the doifin of Ada, I could have a rubik kule. So mela I could have a basic rebuke this din, even though I'm paskening that the shchit is the halal. So that would be the shita Ramban. With this, maybe you can move forward to explain, start to explain with Rashi. That Rashi's saying, first of all, Stam Rashi is saying that there's something called a makom shchita. That the debas is not a makom shchita unless it's makav kulei, and now that it's makav kulei, so now it's called the kana, and now it's makom shchita. What does that mean? So maybe if you know, it's very geshmak. It's because when you look at the kana, there's two ways to view the kana. I'm viewing the kana as the seger halal, and in this thing I'm pesach the halal, or the kana is an entity farzich. It's a kana. When I cut it, mimele the halal is open. In order to build up my ma'isa, that my isik zayner is a ma'isa psichas achalal, which is a shchita. So then, pshat is I have to see that right now I'm viewing the last thing that's in front of the halal. This is the segar halal. This is the thing that's making the halal closed. And I'm also in the ma'isa shchita, which is the psich of it. If the tabas is removed from its own entity and it's not etzim kana, and it's a second step away from what's stopping the halal. So when I'm being chaytech the tabas, I'm not being oisik in the psikh of the halal. I'm being oisik in the chitach ha-tabas. Because in the tabas alone, I don't see that this is the blocker on the halal. Something else blocks the halal. So mele, I can't build up a ma'isa shchita by being shachet over here. And then the kana is not chashev. The shita explains the kana is batal. So I started cutting something. When I started cutting something, I'm not doing ma'isa shchita because I'm not being osak right now in the psich lechalal because it's not the seger in the halal. And then, boom, all of a sudden the kana got open by itself without me doing a ma'isa shchita. And if I had a kana that gets open by itself without a ma'isa shchita, it's possible. Like, if you had nafal hasak and a shachat, it's possible. So, there's a makam shchita means the makam that I done here is what's holding back the fact that the halal is open, so the mila builds on my maisa. And just don't really have any time, so I want to just say one more kinnich al pizah. I mean, to explain maybe in the Yishmi Mishim Afarish why it passes a grama to go from one makom to another makom, they're both kasha l'shrita. So the same exact svart works the same way. But etzim the kana is not a makom shrita. The kana is a kana, entity farzich. When I start doing my maisa shchita, I'm machshev that I'm seeing right here, this is my how I'm accessing the halal. So the fact that I'm being poil a maisa over here of shchita, which means a maisa of opening the halal, it's being machshev that I'm no longer looking at this part of the kana as a makom la'atzmai, that this is a piece of the animal, it's kana. I'm looking at this as this is the soigah in the halal. So I'm being poisach over here. Once there's masa maisa shchita and I'm machshev this makom of the kana as the makom where I access the halal, so over here it's chal da'chem. And the shahr halal is nishar estam. Pieces of behema. It's not taifis that shem, that this is the segment of the halal. So memela, be'etzem, wherever I'm masal my ma'isa shchita, anywhere in the kana, then before masal my ma'isa shchita, the kana is not a makom shchita. Duch the fact that I'm coming to be poil ma'isa shchita, which is a ma'isa to access the halal, is machshiv wherever I'm masal ma'isa shchita, as the place that is holding the halal from being open. And memela, I'm being poil ma'isa shchita, I'm opening the halal over here. Once I'm masal ma'isa shchita, I'm kivir that this is the makom shchita, that this is where the halal is being closed, and this is where I'm doing my ma'aseh of opening the halal, and the rest of the kana is nisha, is not a makom shchita b'chol. And if I'm going to be do a hagram and I go out, I went to a makom shchita. This is the makom shchita. I went to the makom. Now that I'm makom, it's not the makom shchita, and it's a regular hagram. Kila was that hagram to the Tavas Gedola, to the Reish. Meaning that's nothing's a makom shchita. When I do the ma'aseh, it's machshav for the makom shchita. So I wasn't machshav it, but because I was put my tchias ma'aseh shchita over here, it blives not a makom shchita.
I
can continue going, bro. And so in the Marsha, I have to get my chain of thought together. It's in the Marsha, right? So trying to say as far like this, Levi the Marsha, that you have to really start from the bottom of art to explain what's the Sfarah of Rum, that you say Rebbe Dabas is Kareva Kana. Meaning, if the mitzvah is to open the halal, basically with all the Rishonim, but Ramash, they don't say the Ramban, it's not Rebbe, it's Rebbe Halal. So the mitzvah is to get Rebbe the halal, b'chalal, where's the makom zeh Rebbe the basik, Rebbe halal. So Teretz is that the Baal Ma'ar maybe holds that the whole surah of the halal, the kana is no chashivas la'atzmei, its whole entire uptaich is that it's a segah on the halal. That's what it is. So Mamela, once the whole mitzvah of this is the shemer on the halal, and Rebbe the shemer was nisalik, so I can say Rebbe Kekula, the call of the shemer is nisalik. So mila chal ma'isa shchita. Mashein, but the ma'isa, if I didn't open up Rebbe the halal, you can't say I was going with the ma'isa already. Because if I still continue opening up Rebbe the halal, which is the etzim chalal, it's a shchita, you can't tell me it's mechatech pas ba'alma. If I was chaytech Rebbe the bas, even though it's not Rebbe halal, I just broke down Rebbe the shemer on the halal. So now it's going with the shemer of the ma'isa. But to say that now it's chal mechatech pas ba'alma, even when I'm still osik in the etzim psichas halal, that you can't say, and Mamela will be possible if you do a grammar. Okay.